Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Man, oh man, oh man, it is cold. It is a cold New Year's Eve. I don't know who ordered this, but can we send it back for a sunny and 75 forecast? Man, probably not, huh? Oh man, oh man, oh man. Yeah, so just keep in mind, we are dealing with some wind chill warnings and some funny games like that. So just be aware. And I tell you, hey, we're brought to you by our friends at... at H.A. Thompson & Sons, HATandSons.com, where you get them. And, of course, not only serving Bismarck, Mandan, but the entire region. Want to talk air quality? Oh, my gosh. H.A. Thompson & Sons, they have got all the really different answers. There isn't one answer to one home or to one business when it comes to indoor air quality. So they have got all the answers, whatever you need. I mean, and we're talking about killing 99.9% of airborne viruses, any kind of bugs. Find out more at HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com. Ron Ness, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
Well, good morning, Kevin Flynn. It is a crispy day in the Northern Plains, and as Mike and I were talking earlier this morning, it's a no-mosquito North Dakota day to finish up the year. So how are you?
I'm good. Good, good. We had a great Christmas, and getting ready for a laying low. I'm gonna basically watch the rest of 1883 on Netflix and chill all weekend with some warm toddies, I think, is my plan.
Not a bad plan. I've got a pheasant hunt plan tomorrow. It's going to be a little brisk out there, I suspect. 35 below wind chill at my house this morning. So
yeah,
we got to talk the dogs into wanting to go tomorrow. So it's going to be the season ends Sunday. So there's really no choice. You got to get out there. But we will make it happen. So our thoughts and prayers are with Mr. Todd Mitchell, my sidekick, who I'm missing today here, of course, very much. So in the passing of his father. So he got Mike and I lined up this morning. So thanks everybody for joining us today. We've got a fantastic way to end the 2021 year on What's On Your Mind with just a really good lineup of guests today. And these are the three things, Kevin, that I'm going to hit everybody with today. So all of our guests today, great lineup: John Hoven, Doug Goring, Kathy Nesset, Todd Schaefer, Dean Bashani, Drew Wrigley. They're all going to get what was one great thing that happened in 2021 for your industry or the state of North Dakota. And then secondly, what's ahead in terms of 2022? What should we all be thinking about in 2022 that could be really good for the state of North Dakota? And then thirdly, of course, this is for everybody. What's the outcome of the Bison Bobcats National Championship game going to be a week from tomorrow? So we're gonna talk about that with everybody. We would love your calls and texts. And somebody's got that number around here. Mike, you got that number?
Oh, I got it. 800-228-0550. Super easy, 800-228-0550. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. We'll keep an eye on that and email studio@flagfamily.com.
All right, sounds good. Well, as we wrap up 2021, Kevin, I think it was a better year than 2020. You know, who thought we would be sitting here talking about COVID again? But
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree.
I hope everybody can hang on today and catch Todd Schaefer, the CEO of Sanford Health, at 10:30 in the 10:30 to 11 segment, because, you know, it's really contrary to what we're seeing and hearing on the national level in terms of the COVID and the situation at the hospital and the beds and you know, the number of people. And there's such a delay and, you know, those issues that come from the East Coast, you know, might hit us in a spike here. And so it'll be really interesting to see what Todd has to say. But in the terms of bed availability at the hospital and the COVID patients in the hospital in North Dakota, at least in Bismarck, you know, things have trended down substantially in December here. So let's hope that this COVID virus is kind of weakening, shall we say. So that's the best thing we can hope for at this point, I think. So, and of course, in 2020, Everything was shut down in 2020. We kind of rock and rolled right through it. So I think North Dakota's economy fared pretty well. We'll get a little insight from that today in terms of Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Kathy Nested in terms of the oil and gas standpoint. She and I will talk a little bit about that. But, you know, severe drought, Kevin. I've never seen anything probably like it in the last 30-plus years in
Western North Dakota. You know what's crazy? I mean, like even, you know, the look at Southern California, the Colorado River, all-time lows, the Hoover Dam. I mean, you wouldn't want to jump off the Hoover Dam. You're probably not going to hit water when you jump on the Lake Mead side of it. But, I mean, all of a sudden the snowpack is just almost back where it needs to be because they're getting dumped on out there. So, I mean, you know, droughts are cyclical, and it was a tough year for sure. But we'll come back. You know, we always do.
Well, it was a tough year, but then, as you saw, those producers that had a crop or had some grain in their bins, of course, the prices went up. So same way on the oil side, we came through 2020 hobbling, and of course, Biden administration takes over and implements their policies, and all of a sudden you've got oil back up to almost $80 plus, and today it's around 70, 72, 75. So, it's a bizarre world out there. When things are tough, the prices go up, of course, and you can do well. And on the other hand, nobody wants to try and, you know, run crops or agriculture, stock and livestock in terms of no moisture. And of course, on the energy side, you don't want to wake up every day with the federal government out to get you. It's just it's very wearing. And at the end of the day, it comes back to haunt all of us as Americans because we're going to need that energy. I don't know about your house today, but that natural gas and electricity were pretty darn important at my house today.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty needed deal.
So we will see. I suspect we're not out of the woods in terms of what we saw in last winter and a power shortage in the southern United States, and that could happen to us at any time. So one of the great things that I think happened this year was in North Dakota, Bismarck, North Dakota company announcing that they're going to buy the Great River Energy Plant. And of course, Minnesota has seemed to follow that up a little bit, but I still think it's going to go through. But that is so important to all of our communities and all of those workers up there in the mine. And the fact that we've got a North Dakota company that could step up and say, you know what, we're going to run that plant and we're going to produce that energy that we so critically need. And hopefully Minnesotans will at some point recognize that we should be partners in producing energy, all that they consume for us, by the way. So, Kevin, what's your big plans for the evening?
Oh, we're laying low, buddy. Yeah, we're laying low. We were down. We just got back from the Twin Cities. We were down for a holiday basketball tournament Wednesday and yesterday, and a lot of driving and saw some family and had some fun. I might venture out on the ice on Sunday if it warms up a bit, see if we can hook into a couple crappies, but for the most part, laying low. Like, I'm going to watch that. I'm a big Yellowstone fan, so the prequel is out on Netflix called 1883, and it's got Sam Elliott, Tim McGraw, Faith Hill is in it too. Actually, she's a pretty good actress. I got to give her props. She's good in the first two or three episodes we've seen. So yeah, we're gonna hunker down. I doubt I'll even see midnight tonight. Really, be frank. Yeah.
There's some great football games on this afternoon, of course, two big football games. So I'm surprised they have those on New Year's Eve, but a guy could pretty much settle in this afternoon and watch football until later on
this
evening.
Well, that's me, too. That's today, too. And we've got two bowl games before it and then the two main ones after. And then there's five tomorrow. So five of them tomorrow on New Year's Day. And then the reason they play today, for the semifinals for the national championship is the championship game is a week from Monday. So they need the teams to, you know, recoup a little bit and get ready for the title game. So that's the plan there.
Vikings Packers Sunday night.
So
that might not go so good for us Vikings.
Yeah. No, it won't.
Got a bad feeling about
it. Thielen's out. It's not good. Zim will be out. That's just, yeah. Please make it stop.
It is kind of time just to make it stop. It has been about the most frustrating season for us Vikings fans, at least in the last year.
You know what's good, though? I mean, you can't not be a Carson Wentz fan, and Carson and the Colts are doing good, and they're in the hunt. So they got to play the Vegas Raiders at noon on Sunday. So go Carson. Go Colts.
Well, and I think we're going to have Trey Lance at the helm of the 49ers.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not sure where or who they play this weekend, but that's going to be a game we're all going to want to take in.
Yeah, and Jimmy G got hurt, didn't he? So, yeah.
Yes, he did. He's out.
Yeah.
Not sure
very
if
good.
how long he's going to be out. But I
no, we don't have we don't have Thielen either. He's out for the season.
You can't. If you think about the Bison, you can't not remember the last Bison game in Frisco when Trey Lance pretty much just put the Bison on his back, and I was there, and it was just an unbelievable show for a freshman quarterback. Just literally a quarterback draw, and he threw the bomb to Christian Watson, and it was just a fantastic game. So
there was quite a few scouts clearly watching that game, you know, obviously from how we landed in the draft.
We're going to get Drew Wrigley on the phone here shortly, I believe. So, Drew, do we have Drew with us?
No, well, I believe he's coming after the break. Is the plan? He's
on. Should be right about now.
Yep. So we'll take the break. 800-228-0550. If you've got any questions for Drew, of course, he made the big announcement. He's running for Attorney General in the state of North Dakota. Feel free to ring in 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Or as always, shoot an email, studio@flagfamily.com. That's how we're getting those today. So what's on your mind? Ron Ness in for Scotty. Be right back.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Boy, strange times we're living in. Kind of important to support companies and organizations that share your values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs and values, they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that we care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Super easy. Get free activation. The code is FLAGFAMILY. Switching easy, just go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Call the U.S.-based customer service team with any questions, 972-PATRIOT. 972-P-A-T-R-I-O-T. Tell them need to know. Turn you on to them. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. Big announcement coming from Mr. Drew Wrigley, Ron Ness. And we're here to...
Drew Wrigley is in the house. Mr. Wrigley, are you with us today?
I'm with you. Good morning to you and your listeners, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Well, Drew, it's great to have you. I picked up the Bismarck Tribune today, and it says Wrigley to run for North Dakota Attorney General. Wayne Stengem, of course, has been our Attorney General for the past 24 years, I believe, at the end of his term next year. And tell us about your big announcement, Drew, and why do you want the job?
Well, you know, it's kind of fun. I'm not much of I need practice, I think, in dealing with the media, because I was planning to sit down with the newspaper, some of the newspaper reporters in the state, and just let them know that I would be announcing formally next week with a campaign video that we'll be sending around. And I'm not sure I handled that the way I was supposed to, because it looks like the cat's out of the bag. But, you know, I'm not much of a card player, folks. I know I show my cards. We move forward. I'm happy to be in this race, and the formal announcement will come next week. I'm going to file the paperwork on Monday. But, yes, I'm going to be a candidate. I am a candidate for Attorney General of North Dakota. Going forward, I'm going to be doing that full-time. I've set everything else aside, and it's going to be a full-time campaign going forward. It's an important position in our state, and I'm going to make the case to the voters that my 17 years of law enforcement leadership, my executive experience both in the private sector and public sector, can bring some experience to that job, some expertise, and I'm going to give it my full energy if I'm given the privilege of serving there, and looking forward to the opportunity to make that case to the voters.
Well, Drew, you were North Dakota's lieutenant governor. You've been the U.S. attorney two different times. You certainly have a good grasp of the issues that face our state. What do you see as a couple of the big issues in terms of North Dakota and the attorney general's role going forward?
One that comes immediately to mind and for folks when I'm talking with them and myself when I'm thinking about the race is that we look around the country. We're talking about the last year here and the last couple of years, and you've seen rule of law and safety in our communities is eroding all around the country. We see that taking place, and there are real challenges for law enforcement and police departments and sheriff's offices and you name it, and communities are suffering. And unfortunately, North Dakota is not immune either. We had riots here just a little over a year ago. And in the response to that was, you know, our men and women in uniform did a phenomenal job. They held the line, but we still wound up with hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage in downtown Fargo. We had looting in downtown Fargo. We had projectiles and Molotov cocktails being thrown at law enforcement officers. Dozens of them were hurt, many very seriously. And that was right there in downtown Fargo. In response to that, for me, as the U.S. attorney was, I said, we will indict every provable federal case. We delivered on that promise. And between federal and state law enforcement people, we drew that line. And there were still protests in the ensuing weeks, but there were no further outbreaks of violence. It matters how law enforcement stands up to this new wave of community erosion, I think you'll call it, around the country, and I think I'm uniquely positioned to ensure that our communities have the resources that they need and that they've got the backing that they need from the chief law enforcement officer in the state. So that's just one area that also gun violence. You see gun violence, especially in some of our larger cities here in North Dakota. I'm a fourth generation North Dakotan, Ron. Fourth generation. We're raising the fifth right here in Bismarck, and my nieces and nephews over in Fargo. And I'll tell you what, when growing up in Fargo, I think there were three people shot my entire childhood. That's not so anymore. There's gun violence. There are gun crimes. There are armed robberies taking place. Guns are being fired. People are committing crimes in a violent way that we weren't all accustomed to. I could go down the list. I guess it's just, I'll underline it with this. I have very, very energetically pursued law enforcement work for 17 years. 10 as the United States Attorney here in North Dakota. I did leave the state for a few years to serve, I would call it, on the front lines of violent crime in this country when I was an assistant district attorney in Philadelphia, one of the most violent cities in America. And I think I'll be able to bring that expertise, my relationships with men and women in uniform all across the state, federal, state, local, tribal law enforcement that I think will be a benefit to the people of North Dakota. And I say that in all humility. I'm blessed by those friendships across all those years and those working relationships. Also, the important work of the Industrial Commission. It's critically important that we have wise, common sense oversight of some of our most important industries in the state. And you're going to be talking with a lot of people today on those topics, the energy industry, the agriculture industry, a host of issues that impact the economic condition of our state and the opportunity for people to grow their grow and continue their businesses. And, you know, we're blessed in the state. You look around North Dakota and you think of all the natural resources we're blessed with and all the bright, energetic people, and our population is booming, and we're on the cusp of I think the greatest economic expansion our state has ever had. And we've had some big ones, including in recent year. I think it's going to, you know, we've got opportunity to do even more. And so that oversight's important. And I think people find in me somebody as an attorney general who on the Industrial Commission, or in my work with law enforcement, on a host of other issues, advising the legislature, working on legislation and litigation on behalf of the state of North Dakota when the federal government's overreaching. Whatever you want to call into question about the Attorney General's office, people will see an approach that is, I start off by identifying the challenges. You always gather the very best information you can get, the very best minds you can bring to bear on the issue. Really be transparent about your decision making and how you're going about working through that problem, and then articulating what our decisions are moving forward as an accountable person, always standing there accountable for the decisions that you and your office are making. And I think that kind of accessibility, transparency, and accountability is a good combination for the people to know what their attorney general is doing, how they might petition the attorney general to maybe make changes or continue on course. I really believe in that. I believe in that work. I believe in the work of protecting our open records, our open meetings provisions in this state, so that the people of North Dakota can feel that they've got access to their government, and they live in a place where they not only have freedom, they have the opportunity to ensure that they can put their fingerprints on the state of North Dakota going forward, too. That's the strength of our state, if you ask me. Our open processes, our accessible government, and our accountable leadership.
Well, thank you. Thank you for all that information, Drew. We certainly know, I think North Dakotans recognize the importance of North Dakota's top law enforcement officer as the Attorney General, and we've had many great attorney generals, including, Wayne Stengem on his way out after really two-plus decades in that job. So having someone that has the experience and the knowledge, and I'm certain you're going to work hard across the entire state. So best wishes to you. And I'm going to assume that you know the Bison are going to win because your son goes there.
Our middle kiddo is a freshman in Bisonville, and he's pretty excited. So we're cheering for the Bison that damn.
Bison are going big. So thank you, Drew. We'll be right back after these messages with U.S. Senator John Holden.
Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. Getting ready for New Year's Day 2022 tomorrow. Going to be a cold one across the neighborhood, I'll tell you that, man. The team at Pipers has got a lot going on in the new year. Some of the 2022 auctions that are coming up include in Norman County, Minnesota, 320 acres, highly productive cropland. They've got another 320 in Cass County. Logan County, 232 acres. There's a 789-acre pasture hunting land parcel coming up in Grant County this year, and 320 acres of exceptional cropland in Walsh County. So those and other auctions, you're just going to go on to pipers.com and check it out. Thinking about having a land or equipment auction, boy, they are awesome at what they do. P-I-F-E-R-S.com. Kevin and the team at pipers.com. And we're getting ready for the new year. Ron Ness is in for Scotty. Scotty's back on Monday. I think everybody's back from vacation. This is like vacation central for everybody I know, except for me and you, Ron.
It is the week to be on vacation. There's no question about it. Even in balmy North Dakota, everybody wants to stay home and chill out a little bit. So.
Chill out, yep.
We got a lot of things coming at us in 2022, certainly, and we're going to have Senator John Hoeven. Is he on the phone yet, guys?
I think we're waiting. Is he on?
All right. Yes. He's going to be calling in a minute here, and certainly it was great to have Drew Wrigley on. Drew is going to work extremely hard and campaign hard, and I think that's good for the people of North Dakota to have some campaigns, and we'll see. Certainly other people could jump into the race for Attorney General, but there's no question Drew has got great experience. He's going to work extremely hard, and all these elections are going to be here in 11 months, Kevin.
For everything I hear and from what I know, I mean, a solid guy. Drew's a solid guy. I don't have a horse in the race being a Minnesota resident. We have our own nightmares with our Attorney General, but that's another topic completely. Drew seems like a good guy. Like you said, there's probably more going to throw their hat in, but we've got a long way to go to November. I'm excited for 2022. We've got a lot of work to do. We've got to keep an eagle eye on this midterm election, especially in those districts and those areas where it's going to be, the activity and the sneakiness goes on. But I am excited. I'm excited that the far left seems to be just crushing the entire side of the aisle with their ridiculousness. And isn't it funny that people like Hillary Clinton are coming around now going, hey, wait a minute. you might want to dial that back a little bit, because I think we're in trouble here. And it's really evident that they are.
Well, certainly, the Republicans need 3 seats in the House. And I'm sure there is going to be so much work going on across this country.
Oh,
and
imagine?
To put Nancy Pelosi in the sidelines a little bit would be just one of the great things. And we'll talk a little bit about about the U.S. Senate, but I think there's going to be so much attention to those races. And certainly, you're right, Kevin. The Biden administration just seems to double down on the things that all of us out here in the heartland think are crazy. At least their numbers must show that they work in those East and West Coast highly populated areas.
Well,
because,
you know, and one of the things is never believe your own press. You know, they make up these stories. They craft these narratives, and then they actually believe them. They write the stories that aren't true, and then they say, well, we wrote it. It's true. That's why they ask us to continually not believe our own eyes. You know, it's like, well, yeah, but that's the gas prices is this. Inflation is here. The border is wide open. I mean, fentanyl in every state, but everything's okay. It's like Kevin Bacon in Animal House. Relax! All is calm! It's not. And it's American, pay for it.
American energy consumers are very savvy, I'll tell you that. And they know exactly where to point the finger for high energy prices. There is no question. I've been at this for a couple of decades now.
Yeah, right.
We have not had one call blaming the oil and gas companies or anybody for high gasoline prices. Because
let me ask you this. How do you respond to somebody that when they want to play, you know, whatever, they want to defend this administration, they'll say, well, the president's office and the president of the United States doesn't control gas prices. The market does, etc. My response, Ron, has been, well, he's certainly not helping. You know?
Well, in a very short period of time, when you take a country from being energy dominant and essentially reversing something that our generation never thought would happen in terms of the reliance on foreign oil, and you can reverse that in that short of a period of time. Yes, COVID was a factor, but the messages that come out of the administration, the messages that they did from day one with Keystone XL, stopping the lease sales, everything they possibly could, the rules and regulations now just continue to pile on. The balance of supply and demand at a time when you knew world demand for oil was going to go up, right? We were coming out of COVID. So, Senator Hovind, are you on the line with us?
I am. Happy New Year to you, Ron.
Happy New Year to you. How you're glad to be home from the toils of Washington after a full year. We're talking about what was the one great thing for North Dakota this past year, Senator?
Well, you know, I think there are a number of things, and since you're a man that's very involved in the energy industry, one that I thought I would pick would be the North Bakken Expansion Pipeline. That was a huge win for us. It's a $250 million project. And, it moves hundreds of millions of billion cubic feet of gas, on a regular basis, moving, the energy we produce in North Dakota to places across the nation. And we fought for more than 2 years to get that approved through the FERC. I finally got 25 senators to join with me and through our energy committee and other means, we put a real push on it, not only that project, but other projects as well to get the FERC to move. And, interestingly enough, it took almost 2 years to get the thing approved, and then they build it in 6 months, and it's just a marvel of modern engineering. And well, like I say, $250 million project that's moving huge quantities of natural gas around the country that's very much needed, and again, all about producing energy, economic activity, good jobs here at home, rather than getting our energy from overseas.
Well, thanks for bringing that project up, and I kind of forget about that one. That was a natural gas pipeline from Tioga down to the Killdeer area, and 700 workers on that project. Amazing time. But all those pipeline workers, mostly union workers, welders, pipe fitters, all of those folks worked on that project. That project should be going into service any day now. And you're right, they put that thing together and got it going in probably 6 months. Took 2 years to permit it. But the sad part is we had the best welders in the entire country here because every other pipeline project has been shut down. So this Biden administration energy policy, Senator, where do you think they're headed in the next year with that?
Well, clearly they've been going in the wrong direction, and we're trying to do everything we can to turn that around. You know, North Dakota is really a microcosm for the country on how to produce energy from all sources and do it with the very best environmental stewardship, meaning not only low-cost, dependable energy, good jobs like we're talking about, economic activity, but energy security is national security. You know, the Biden administration asking OPEC Plus, which includes Russia, to produce more oil while they're making it harder to produce energy here in this country. It makes no sense. What we do in North Dakota is exactly how we should do it as a nation, where we create the right environment, the right legal tax and regulatory environment that encourages that investment that produces energy. As you know, in North Dakota, we do it from pretty much all sources except for nuclear energy. And nobody does it better. Nobody does it, more efficiently, more effectively, more dependably. And, you know, we have the best environmental stewardship anywhere. So we have the right policies. That's the kind of policies we're pushing to implement at the federal level. Obviously, the Biden administration is fighting us on it, but we're going to continue to stand up and do it right. And I think over the long term, we're going to win because people recognize that's the way to go.
Senator, as governor and now U.S. Senator, you've been a huge advocate of energy production, but also value-added energy and the creation of the Empower Commission. The legislature, during the special session, approved some funding to really try and move North Dakota Bakken natural gas to eastern North Dakota, which will allow eastern communities to add economic development projects. Again, doing all of this within the footprint of North Dakota. How significant do you think that's going to be?
Well, you see that happening. That's something that we've been working on for a long time. And, you know, you'd ask me about one other big, you know, I work so much in ag, too. Another big thing we got done in ag this year, and it'll continue to help our farmers into next year, and particularly our ranchers. We got them help because of the drought. And that was really important. But long term and day in and day out, they produce for markets. And one of the way we enhance the ability of our farmers and ranchers to produce for markets is, as you say, add value here. And one of the most effective ways to add value in a huge, you know, way with incredible leverage is when we combine the energy industry, like you're talking about, with our ag industry. And that's what you're seeing happening. And that's how we're creating these huge billion-dollar type projects that gives our farmers markets right here at home. Think about project you're talking about, the ability to do more value-added ag in eastern North Dakota because of the access to the energy, the natural gas to do it. Think Spiritwood Ag Energy Park near Jamestown. So ADM comes in, they're going to build this huge, you know, I forget what the cost, but hundreds of millions, soy crush plant. Number one soybean producing county in the country is Cass County. Other counties produce a lot of soybeans, too. They're going to crush those soybeans, produce the meal that can be fed to livestock. The oil is going to go out to Marathon Refinery west of Dickinson there, which I just toured. They are running at capacity, again, combining ag and energy. We're an energy powerhouse. We're an ag powerhouse for this country. And, this is big-time stuff that is going to be very good, not just for the future of our state, Ron, but for our country.
Well, it certainly is. I think it's the next step, right, along with maybe a petrochemical industry to utilize more of this natural gas. As we have seen, as the Bakken continues to mature, you're going to get more and more of this incredibly rich natural gas. I think maybe the question for our listeners today is, you know, we've got extreme cold. I'm sure it's cold across much of the United States, a lot of different weather issues. Is the U.S. Senate at all concerned about what happened last March in Texas with the grid and all of this really continued attack on coal? And I see some of the numbers released this week. The EIA says that our carbon emissions in the United States have plummeted relative to where they were, and, of course, leading the world in carbon reduction. So we are making cleaner energy, but it seems like we're just determined to push more energy off the grid.
Well, again, that's where the administration is going the wrong direction, and we've got to push them back the right direction. And that's exactly what you and I are talking about. We've got to have that base load energy on the very coldest day, on the very hottest day, and all over the country, and we've got to have it 24/7. And that's why we need that base load light.
Senator, can you hang with us through the break, and we'll talk a little bit about the 2022 election cycle. So we'll be back with U.S. Senator John Hoeven after these messages and on the last day of the year.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Pfeiffer's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Pfeiffer's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Pfeiffer's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Pfeiffer's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Pfeiffer's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo. Well, entrance right in going into West Fargo. And, of course, Grand Forks. A wellness factory. What does 20 minutes a day in a sauna and a hot tub do for your immune system? Do some research. You'll find out it does a lot more than you'd think. Any drug, any wellness item you could do on the planet today. I mean, that ability to induce that fever. You can cure any disease that's been around for eons. So it's amazing what can happen. Think about it. But what a great time to put a hot spring spa in the backyard or a Finley sauna in your garage. You can put it right in the garage. A two-person, plug it right into the wall. Sauna does it. Hot tub does it. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Your wellness is worth it. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Go online. Hot spring spas and pool tables, the number 2.com. Chatting with Senator John Holden. Ron Ness is in for Scotty today. Hope you had a good Christmas, John. Santa was good to the Holden family.
Yeah, always. That just goes too fast. But it was great, and hope all the listeners out there had a great Christmas as well.
Kevin, do we have a call for the senator?
We do. Dana is on, and Judd had a question for you, Don.
Dana from ahead. Judd, what do you got?
Hey, good morning, everyone. How you doing?
We're fantastic.
Hey, Dana.
Yeah,
good morning,
John.
So I have a question for you on all these plants they're building. It seems that the hydrogen, you got Mitsubishi, which is Japan, helping finance that. And then you got Toyota helping on the gas one. And you got China on the corn milling one. And then the one in Castleton, the soybean crushing plant, that's being done by CB&G, which is Consolidated Barge and Grain, I believe, and Zennoi, which is Japan milling company. But now this Zennoi and the CB&G, they've bought up 100 elevators throughout the Midwest here already, and there was proposed to buy another 35 or 39. And I'm just wondering, do you really think that's wise to sell out our grain supply like that so that they can load it on the barges and haul it away and create shortages for our nation because we're giving them all this power instead of developing it ourselves? Why don't they have some of the rich people like Tesla and Bezos help do some of this instead of giving it to foreign countries?
Well, look, you know, we always want to be mindful of, you know, any foreign companies that are investing and how they're investing. Obviously, we're very concerned about China these days and need to keep a very close watch on that and make sure that we're doing things the right way and carefully. A lot of the investment is domestic investment. For example, Basin Electric at their Dakota gasification plant, they are now essentially moving towards capturing all the CO2 coming out, some for enhanced oil recovery and some for just storage. There's an example of, you know, a domestic company doing it, and there's others. So, but I
have one more question, sir.
But the second point, Dana, that you're making about is in terms of where we sell our grain and where we sell our livestock and all that kind of stuff. Remember, this is about processing grain and our crops we grow and doing more with the livestock that we raise here to add value. Ultimately, we sell those food products off to markets both here at home and around the globe. So it's not that, you know, we're ending up necessarily selling at different places. It's we're doing processing here in North Dakota and getting more value and reducing the transportation costs, or what we call basis, for our farmers in terms of getting that product to market, which means, you know, they get a better net price.
And don't get me wrong, sir. I have nothing against any country doing business with them. But I do have something very strongly against them coming in and taking over our resources and using it against us to where we're their slaves.
Dana, right. Point well taken.
Dana, you know, I get you on that point. I get you're making a good point and something we do have to be mindful of. So I'm agreeing we have to be careful and mindful there. One other thing I'd put out there for you, though, is remember, if we have control of raising the livestock here and producing the crops here and we process them here, that gives us a lot of control over those things.
Exactly.
And then we can set that. We can set the legal and the regulatory requirements, the tax requirements, and all those things because we've got it here at home. If we just send our stuff off somewhere else to get processed, then they can kind of dictate us too. So there's an element that gives us more control, as farmers and ranchers, when we do more of that processing here too.
Thanks, Dana. We're gonna we got a couple key points to hit with the senator and senator. I think the same goes with energy, right? We were supplying the world with energy, and now we seem to be in the mode we're going backwards on that. But you know, part of that is trying to feed this hunger of the next generation of cleaner energy. And can you talk a little bit about some of the carbon efforts in North Dakota?
Yeah, we're really the ones going to crack the code. And just like the point Dan was making about ag, again, let's us be the ones that produce and control that energy production. And so in terms of carbon capture, we're way ahead of everybody. We got a 10-year head start. We started working on that way back when I was governor. We've got we're one of the two states in the country that's actually approved by EPA to capture that CO2 and put it downhole, both for tertiary oil recovery and for storage. And we've got the latest technology. We're moving forward on these projects, not only Dakota Gasification Company, which I just mentioned, but the Project Tundra, which you're very familiar with the Milt Young plant. So, again, we can have that baseload energy you talked about, which we need on these really cold days, 24-7, we capture the CO2. We've got a huge project at Milt Young where we're doing that, and also with Coal Creek, as you know, working to move forward there. This is big stuff, big for the country, and really we're the global leaders in these energy production technologies.
Senator, we're going to run out of time, but thanks for your time today. Hope to have you back another time and talk about the 2022 election cycle in the U.S. Senate and certainly the U.S. House. We think it's big things for North Dakota, so you have a happy new year, and thanks for your great service to the state of North Dakota. We'll be back with Ag Commissioner Doug Goring after the break.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.